I'm a former state representative for three terms, and currently I'm on the select board in Sutton, New Hampshire, a small town south of here. For over 50 years, I've enjoyed New Hampshire as my home. I've enjoyed the values and the beautiful views of the state that attract visitors and often are the future residents of our communities. Those future residents are paying property taxes. The Board of Selectmen are the ones who send out those bills for the property taxes. As a select board, we're expected to provide services to our towns, including paved roads. But it seems to me that this plan for Northern Pass not only will take the electricity and the energy out of state, will also take the dollars out of state. We really can't afford that. We need to bury the lines. We need to make sure that our views are intact. We need to bury the lines because we need to have the revenues along the roadways benefit the state and the communities that it goes through. That is the only equitable way to do this. My concern also is that the PUC on its website also lists the jump-off point for Franklin as going west, west from Franklin to Andover to Wilmot to New London and then to Vermont. This is not the beginning of the Northern Pass. This is an envelopment of New Hampshire, and I hope that you will look at the long-term consequences of this project. My hope is that you will find two alternatives that will prove to be a better choice as Maine and New York and other states are looking at. Thank you.